We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to the Six Man Show postgame live presented by Rock'em. Your Orlando Magic win game four, 112-89 in a game that wasn't even really that close. I'm just saying, that second half was one of the craziest, most dominant performances I have ever seen watching this team. We outscored the Cavs 37-10 in the third quarter and never looked back. Kia Center was rocking. It was a little dicey in the first half. The second half was a party. Again, Kia Center has turned into Cleveland's House of Horrors, and I could not be more excited to celebrate that with you. Welcome to the Six Man Show postgame live. My name is producer Kevin. Glad you guys are with us on this very sunny, beautiful Saturday afternoon here. Our show is brought to you by Rock'em. Rock'em is the world's largest sock store, and they're located just down the road from Kia Center in beautiful Orlando, and they make socks and underwear for some of your favorite teams, including the Orlando Magic. Right now, I am wearing my Everybody In socks. I'm not going to show them to you because I genuinely, guys, side note, before I tell you more about Rock'em, on the J.I. putback dunk, I jumped so high, I genuinely hurt my knee. My knee is hurt. My knee is swelling up. I can feel it. I might have torn my ACL. I don't know. It was worth it, though. But yeah, I'll show you those socks another time. But when you shop at Rock'em.com, just be sure you use that code MAGIC20 because it gets you 20% off your order every single time, all Magic season long, which, by the way, the Orlando Magic season is going to go at least until next Friday. Game six will be back here in Central Florida at Kia Center. The crowds for game three and game four were so insane that I cannot imagine what Friday is going to be like, because there's only two scenarios for Friday, right? Either one, you're down 3-2 and it's win or go home. So we're going to be relentless. We're going to need everything we can get. Or you're up 3-2 after winning game five in Cleveland and you can clinch it at home on Friday in front of those amazing fans. Either way, Friday is going to be insane. Jonathan, Luke, myself, we already have our tickets. I'm so glad because I know they're going to be flying off the shelves right now. So anyway, fired up. Thank you guys for being here. This is going to be a lot of fun here this afternoon. There's over about 200 of you hanging out with us. This is awesome. Let's check out some super chats here to get us started. Ty Mr. TV says, oh, where'd it go? There we go. Ty Mr. TV says, Cavs, this is what you wanted. You must be a masochist. Let's not forget, the Cleveland Cavaliers wanted this. Thank you for that reminder, Ty. The Cleveland Cavaliers wanted this. This is what they wanted at the end of the regular season. Don't forget. They lost that game against the Charlotte Hornets on purpose to face the Orlando Magic. And how has that worked out for you, Cleveland, huh? How have the last two games worked out for you? Because we're feeling real, real good about things. So thank you so much for that super chat, Ty. We got Alexander says, oh, Orlando Magic, play the song. And you know, it's our first request to play the song of the day. And you know we got to do it. Let's go. Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic. Oh, 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 Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic, Orlando Magic, yeah, yeah, watch out, beware, gonna get ya. Let's go. Thank you so much for that super chat. I'm just saying, guys, my voice from the last 48 hours is chalked. And then we got John with the super chat said, if you told me Paolo was going to score 9 today and we win, I would tell you to stay off the spicy stuff. Go Magic. Bro, I'm just saying, who would have thought, not just win, but you destroy them. You, again, this final score, what was it, 112-89? It was not even that close. Like, I'm almost certain, I haven't looked at the numbers, I'm almost certain the Cavs, you know, third stringers outscored ours to make it look even halfway close. I mean, that second half, guys, let's talk about that thing, guys. I'm going to come to the chat in a second. That second half, like, that third quarter, 37-10, it's one thing, like, an offensive explosion, which 37 points is for the Magic, you know, in this team, 37 points in a quarter would be considered an offensive explosion. But to hold the Cavs to 10 was unreal. It was crazy. And a lot of talk in this series about the Cavs defense. That Cavs defense in that second half was atrocious. It was so bad. And I know part of it is we were hitting open shots. And this is the first time all series that we've actually shot the ball genuinely well from three. The Magic ended up shooting 46% from three. Don't forget, game three, we only shot 35% from three. That's league average. But today, man, unbelievable. Couldn't miss. Couldn't miss. All right, chat, how we feeling? Let's take a look at what we got here. Man, I'm still recovering. I'm still sweating from jumping all around. That was amazing. Let's see. Jolly Gaming says, Franz found his three ball. Man, Franz. I mean, this was the Franz game, right? You know, Thursday night, the NBA universe got to witness Paolo put on an absolute masterpiece. It was unbelievable. Unfortunately, it was on NBA TV, so not everybody got to see it. But today, this game was on TNT, and everybody got to see Franz at his absolute best, and he was I mean, literally the reason we won. I mean, obviously the defense is part of why we won this game, but offensively, Franz carried us for stretches of that first half where we couldn't get anything going. And then in the second half, I mean, the dude could not miss. Unbelievable. David says in the last two third quarters. Oh yeah, game three and game four third quarters, the Magic have outscored the Cavs 72-26. Are you kidding me? What is that? 46 points? In the last third quarters, that's insane, man. But passes the eye test. We have absolutely smoked them in the last two, three quarters. Third quarters, I can't talk. It's a meeting. Freddie says, Magic in six. I'm just saying, guys. Momentum is all in Orlando right now. It's all. I know Cleveland's got to be like, okay, we're going home now. You know, this Magic team is not afraid of Cleveland anymore. Not just the team, but the city either. Like, this Magic team is confident they can go into Cleveland and steal game five and head back home for what could be a clinching game six. I cannot wait for next week, guys. It's going to be crazy. Sam! Sorry, Sam. Sam and I were supposed to meet up at halftime, and I bailed on him. I apologize. We'll do it game six now. There you go. 31-5 run was the best live sports moment of my life. I was in disbelief at what we were seeing. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. Like, those shots that were going in, that J.I. steal to three-pointer, that place went bonkers. The J.I. put back dunk as well. That place went, I mean, the lid blew off that place. By the end of the night, there was sunshine pouring into the Kia Center because the roof was gone. Like, we blew it off. It was insane. It was awesome. What a fun afternoon. Let's see what else we got here. Doc says, Cavs started tanking out of habit. Hey, you make habits like in the end of the regular season. That's what happens. Ascension says, let's go, guys. I'm so hyped. Me too, man. Me too. Rom says, play that song. That's absolutely. Let's go. Destin for Greatness says, congrats. J.I. is tough. Glad you had a great experience. Yeah, it was amazing. Doc 2 says, game five winner wins the series a large percentage of the time. Yeah, facts, man. A 2-2 series. 2-2 series going to a game five. Man, I don't know what the numbers are, but I know they're insane. The winner of game five goes on to win, especially if you win game five coming home for game six. Good luck, man. It's going to be awesome. Okay, let's see. Let's see what else we got here. You guys are funny. Let's see. What a second. Magic says, what a second half. Let's go. It was amazing. Danielle says, Markel Fultz. Yeah, Markel, you got to give him props, man. I've come on this show before and said you can't play him. I still think there are parts of his game that really kind of put the Magic in a bind at times offensively. But I mean, Markel did his thing today. Credit the whole team for not being afraid to get to the rim as well. I thought, now obviously, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, they got their stops. They're going to do that. They're elite defensive players, but the Magic did not stop that. That they did not let that stop them. And so that helped open up the offense. And man, again, when we're hitting threes, look out. Like, if Cleveland wants to play that way and we're going to keep knocking down threes, this series is going to be over real fast. Oh, goodness. I'm still catching my breath. Let's see. Eagle says, what a victory from a standpoint that Cleveland should have been the ones that were angry and let off the gas after the second. We need to treat the next two games that we are playing in Orlando. Go Magic. Yeah, I mean, Cleveland, I think, was feeling pretty good at halftime. I was a little concerned at halftime. The turnovers in the first half were awful. I mean, I don't know what it was, 11 turnovers in the first half. I know we had six early in the game, but we only had eight or nine in game three. So to turn around and have that many turnovers, Paolo and Jalen especially, they were really loose with the basketball. So I was concerned at the half, but I don't know why. I gotta have more belief in this team because, man, again, that third quarter, I've been doing this a long time. That third quarter was one of the wildest stretches in Magic history. I really believe that. Our guy B. Dill from South Carolina says 40 points in the paint in the first half for Cleveland, only 29 total in the second half. Defense was lights out. Yeah, so the Cleveland Cavaliers scored more points in the paint in the first half than total points in the second half. Like, what in the world? That's insane. We got a couple more super chats here, or one more super chat. This is from Gabe. He says, oh, I'm so glad you said this. Niang should go back to flipping burgers at McDonald's. Okay. That flop from George Niang, if he does not get a fine for flopping, then the NBA is unserious about that. That was a joke. And the fact that he laid there on the ground trying to milk it for all it was worth, that was ridiculous, man. When they come back for game six, I'm imploring every Magic fan to boo that dude every time he touches the ball. Like that, there is no place for that in basketball. Like if you want to flop to get a foul call, okay, don't flop and act like you got, you know, absolutely hurt. Like, you need the medical team. Like, that's ridiculous. And then speaking of no place for basketball, the Max Strus foul on Cole Anthony when he's on the break and wraps him up, that's so unsafe. He knew exactly what he was doing, and so he's a clown, too. There's a lot of clowns in Cleveland, you know, whatever. Destin for Greatness says, shout out producer Kevin playing hurt. Look, it's the playoffs, guys. Injuries, you know, you got to brush them off. You got to go for it, okay? that's amazing. Thank you for that. Let's see. A couple more things here we'll talk about, and then we're going to look at the box score. A says, let's go. My voice is gone and the noise gave me a headache, but I'm not complaining. Bro, me too. My ears are ringing. My head hurts. My voice is gone, but all worth it, man. All worth it. Let's see here. Destin Greatness says, serious question. Do the lights get brighter in Cleveland? Feels like the pressure on the Cavs is growing. Oh, the pressure is on Cleveland now. Absolutely. Game five is a must win for them. 100%. If the Magic win game five and come home with a chance to clinch, yeah, all the pressure is on Cleveland now. We are playing with house money at this point, which is awesome. Again, you know, that phrase goes, a series doesn't really start until a home team loses, right? And let's be honest, Cleveland still has home court. The Magic, in order to win the series, are going to have to win a game in Cleveland, whether it's game five or game seven. But the confidence is definitely really, really high for the Magic. Yannick with a bunch of German flags, man. Again, Franz was great. I loved Mo tonight. I haven't looked at his numbers. I don't think he was crazy on the box score. Let's see here. Yeah, 7 points for him, 4 boards, but the energy and effort, I mean, you always know he's going to bring it. But there were a couple moments where he was like getting the crowd into it and stuff. It was awesome, man. He loves playing at home. It's awesome. Peter says, Thursday night, I didn't hear any Cavs fans, and tonight we had two right behind us who got increasingly quieter as the night went on until everyone around them was singing the song at them. It was glorious. Bro, that is incredible. Imagine you come to see your team play a playoff game on the road, and by the end of it, the fans of the team that you're playing are all singing a 30-year-old song at you. That's amazing. What a beautiful sight to hear. That's amazing. That's awesome. Let's see here. By the way, there's 276 of you here. That is insane. You Magic maniacs. Thanks for hanging out with us. That number keeps going up as I'm talking. It's awesome. This is so much fun. Guys, before I look at anything else, like, how much fun are we having right now? Like, not just obviously this series, 2-2, it's amazing. Just this whole season, right? Like, I mean, come on. What a season. Magic basketball is so back. It's like so back. And we've talked about it so many times on this show. But the fact that, like, this is just the beginning. Like, the guy who won the game almost single-handedly for us today is 22 years old. He's 22 years old. I'm 32, okay? Just for a little bit of reference, I'm an old man. That dude is 22. He's got a long career ahead of him. And I can't believe he's ours. Blaze says, Judah was cooking. Yeah, J.I., man. I mean, what can you say about the guy? Like, both ends, obviously, defensively, you know what he brings. Had a couple great defensive plays, couple steals, deflections, just so active. But offensively tonight, what did he end up? 4 of 6 from three. I mean, good grief. He, again, absolutely brought the house down. That steal and triple and that putback dunk, to me, I mean, that, again, that place was just rocking. I don't know, man.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Yeah, Cyan says, won't see producer Kev hitting any step back threes anytime soon. Nope, the knee is cooked, boys. Boys and girls, the knee is cooked. We'll find out. Might have to get an MRI. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think it's that bad. I was able to do the stairs at Geico Garage, so I think I'm okay. Do you believe in, says Professor Franz Wagner presents a masterclass on how to get it done. He was unreal. Unreal. We got Austria in the house. So that's right. All our friends in Europe. This was a great tip-off time for you. Nice little, you know, early evening tip off. Austria in the house. Let's go, Magic. Best Saturday evening entertainment. Let's get the next one in Cleveland. Let's do it, Michaela. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, Dari says, incredible performance in the second half. Was sitting next to you but didn't want to bother you. Oh, come on, Dari. Next time you got to say hi. Oh, that's amazing. Next time you got to say hi. I would love to meet you. That's amazing. Yeah, if you guys are ever at the games or watch parties or whatever and you see myself or Jonathan or Luke, please come say hi. Like, that is like, that brings us so much joy to get to actually meet the people that watch our show and the people that interact with our show. So next time, Dari, come say hi, okay? That's awesome. Glad you got to go to the game. That was so much fun. Couple more of these and we'll look at the box score here. Rock'em, the presenting sponsor of the Six Man Show, says, huge W. Let's go, Orlando. Let's go, Rock'em. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, we got a couple other people here from overseas. We got, is that Sotiris? Is that how you say that? From Greece. Thanks for watching from Greece. That's amazing. I know we got Dizzy, who's also from over there. That's awesome. From Europe. We have two superstars. You better believe it. Paolo and Franz here to stay. Marcus says, Niang is a bum. Struess is a bum. Donovan Mitchell is a foul-seeking shot chucker. All facts, man. No lies detected. That's amazing. Yeah, and then we got Jonathan, who's from the UK, says playing the song all the way over in the Atlantic, over the Atlantic to Orlando from the UK. Love that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Drew Gooden, our good friend, says Niang is supposed to be their version of Mo, but the difference is Mo is actually good at basketball. Love that. That's amazing. Yeah. Again, Niang, man, when he's here on Friday, guys, for game six, can we just please just boo the mess out of him? Every time he touches the ball, he's got to hear it. Again, that was a despicable flop job by him. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. All right, let's see a couple more of these. you guys, yeah, 32 is old as dirt. Thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder. I'm very aware. Ryan Singh says, the song is giving us great luck and vibes, even though it's 30 years old. It's like we opened our time capsule and dusted it off, and now it's in full use. I love that. I love that. I definitely think the song and the 35th anniversary and all that has definitely contributed to the awesome vibes this season. McGoogle says 3 a.m. start for Australia, but it's worth it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us bright and early, McGoogle, after an awesome win. And then Antonio says, I'm in Phoenix. Game start at 10 a.m. That's amazing. That's amazing. All right, guys, let's take a look at this box score. because, I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff to look at with this. Let's see what we got here. Franz, of course, the big storyline, 34 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, a block, 0 turnovers, a plus 32 for Franz. I mean, the more and more I look at these numbers, especially because he goes 13 of 17 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, the more I look at these, I'm just like, that dude was unreal today. He was so good. The best Franz game, period. Like, I think about, he's maybe had some better offensive outputs and those kinds of things, maybe. But again, when you factor in the stage and what was on the line, I mean, that best Franz game ever. And again, like we mentioned earlier, the fact that Paolo ends up with 9 points on 4 of 14 shooting with 4 turnovers, and you win by, what was the final? Was it 112-89? What is that, 23? You win by 23, and he has 9, 5, 4 turnovers and goes 4 of 14 from the field. What is that? Like, that's crazy to me. Wendell tonight, 11 and 5 for him. Again, the lineup change, guys, it's going to be hard to dispute that at this point. Like, the lineup change has worked. I know part of it is we've been playing at home, all those things. I genuinely think the lineup changes work. Now, are Jared Allen and Evan Mobley still getting easy looks at the rim? Yes, they are. That is how Cleveland plays basketball, okay? It just kind of is what it is. Are those plays deflating? Yes, they are. But credit this Magic team. They're not letting those moments get them down. And again, the fact that they're, especially compared to game one, we gave up so many of those in game one. We're still giving them up, but they're not as many. And again, in a game like this, you'll take them. Like, if you want to give them a couple of those a game, based on how we're playing them the rest of the time, I'm totally okay with it. I think Wendell has been really, really good. Gary tonight, you know, not Gary's best game. You know, only takes a couple shots here, both threes. He had an opportunity. Obviously, we ended up being fine, but he had an opportunity to blow the roof off the place. He had a wide open three in the right corner that we were all just like ready to lose it. I don't even remember what the score was at that point. I think it was in the teens. The lead was only in the teens. But, you know, I mean, Gary obviously going to bring you some great defense, and he definitely did that today. Soul Train with the Super Chat. It says, defense in the second half was incredible. Truly, truly. I know we held them to 10 in the third quarter. Let me pull up this and see. Because I think the whole second half, it was in the 20s, right? It was like 29 or 27 or something. What did they do in the third? They got 19. Yes, you hold them to 29 points in the second half. 29 in the second half. As bad as the Magic were in the first two games offensively, we didn't even score that few, you know, in game one or two and a half. It's amazing. All right, let's keep going down here. Jalen with 12 tonight. I mean, a solid game for him. He's up 2 of 5 from 3, 4 of 7 from the field. Jalen still is doing a pretty good job at getting, I shouldn't say, he's done it a few times. Game 3, he was really good at getting into the paint and to the rim and those kinds of things. Did it a couple times tonight. Again, going back to it, I think this team is becoming less and less afraid of Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. I think they're at some points they're like, okay, I'm willing to get rejected. You know, that's going to happen sometimes, but we're not going to be scared to take it at him. Speaking of that, Markel tonight, 12 points, 6 of 9 from the field. Speaking of the roof going off the place, when Markel took that three, I mean, at that point we were coasting. Like, the game was done. When he took that three, that place would have lost if that went in. But alas, he missed it. Ends up with 4 boards as well. I thought Markel was great. Again, I've talked on the show many times that he's hurt this team, I think, in a lot of ways this season, but you can't complain about him tonight. He was great. Mo Wagner, we already talked about him, 7 and 4 for him. Again, just energy, him getting the crowd into it on a couple occasions was awesome. J.I., we've already talked about him, but I mean, 14 and 7 for him, 4 of 6 from 3. I mean, good grief. What a spark he is. And going back to the Wendell starting thing, as important as it has been, I think, for the starters, for Wendell to be there, I think it has been equally as important for the bench unit to have J.I. back. Like, what a difference that bench unit has made in these last two games. Obviously, that was a strength of this team all season long. And so to have him out there with Mo Wagner and Cole and Joe Ingles from time to time, although Joe only played 5 minutes tonight, it's a game changer. He's just, that's what J.I. is. No matter what unit he's with, he's a game changer. And he was really, really good tonight. Cole, pretty quiet for him. 3 points, you know, 1 of 4. That's the other thing that's crazy. Like, when you look at this, the fact this team scored 112 points, which is a high number for this team, especially in the playoffs, and some of your best offensive players, Cole with 3, Paolo with 9, Gary only had 3, you know, Mo off the bench only had 7, like all those things. And yet you still won by, what did I say, 26, 23, whatever it was. And he scored 112 points. It's just, man, amazing. We already talked about Joe a little bit. Only 5 minutes for him. He wasn't really making an impact. And credit to Jamal Mosley for not trying to force something that wasn't working. And so Joe plays 5 minutes, just gets 2 points. And then we have the third stringers, AB, Caleb, Chuma, Goga, and Jet all come in for 4 minutes and 10 seconds. How about that? Back-to-back games that our third stringers get to see the floor. That's pretty nice. That's pretty awesome. All right, look at some of these team stats here. If I can get this going here. There we go. Points in the paint. Cleveland still outscores you in the paint. That's fine. We're shooting the ball the way we were today. We'll take it, 54 to 52. Magic only get 12 fast break points. Felt like more, but again, Cleveland only gets 8. Magic led by as many as 30 again. Is that right? I didn't realize we got all the way up to 30 again. That's amazing. You outscore their bench 43 to 15. You do have, again, you won by that much. You had 17 turnovers. That's crazy. Most of them in the first half. Again, I think I saw we had 11 in the first half. But again, Magic, second half was just ridiculous. That was just insane. That was so much fun. All right, let's hit a couple more of these. Just a reminder before we do that, Jonathan and Luke will be recording a new episode of the Six Man Show tonight. So when you wake up in the morning, or if you're super late night owl, you can tune into that. Right now, as we speak, our guy Ben Gifford is outside of Kia Center, you know, getting reactions from some of the fans that were there. And so we'll get that up for you super late tonight or early in the morning. I'm getting ready to drive all the way back home after this. So we'll get those up later on tonight. But yeah, lots of awesome content coming your way to celebrate not just game four, but to celebrate being 2-2 and celebrate a game six that'll be back here in Central Florida on Friday. I'm not going to sleep until then. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's look at some of these chats here a few more times. Let's see, where do we leave off? There we go. Okay. Yeah, Peter says, Arena rightfully booed that man, referring to Niang during his flop show. Yeah, we let him have it. Hell, let him have it. Jay is tough, says Franz pointed at Fat Niang when he fell on the ground. That was hilarious. Cross Niang up, points at him, does get the T. You know, it was worth it though. It was a pretty cool moment. I was a little worried later in the game that Franz would get another T. That's the only part that bothered me a little bit, but I didn't like, there was one play later on in the first half when the like three or four guys on the Cavs bench, like something happened. I don't remember the specific play. It might have been the Jared Allen. That's what it was. It was either Jared Allen. Somebody dunked on J.I. And as he's coming back, all the bench was pointing at J.I. And I was like, well, if Franz can't point, then why can the entire bench point right in Jonathan Isaac's face and not get a T? It was a little lame. But, you know, all in all, it was pretty fun. People are asking for a Niang nickname. Okay, I like that. Chat, put in your Niang nicknames in the chat. We'll see if we can find one that sticks. That'll be a lot of fun. Let's see here. Yeah, definitely get those likes up. My friend Austin is checking in, depressed from Delaware. Austin is a Cavs fan who I actually know in real life. Thank you for tuning in, Austin, for giving us views despite your sadness. Yeah, game five is going to be interesting, dude. It's going to be really, really interesting. But yeah, please hit the like button if you're hanging out here with us. Again, there's 270 of you still hanging out with us, so please hit that like button. Robert says, can I get a game six ticket, bro? I'm sorry, I can't. I don't have anything to offer. Obviously, follow us on social media, especially on Twitter. If we do get some tickets that we can give away, we'll obviously do that. But yeah, game six tickets I think are going to be hard to find. That thing, yeah, if you don't already have those tickets, I would bet they're still available before the resale, like the standard admission price. So if you want to go to game six, I would recommend doing that now, because once those are all gone, they're going to go to resellers and the price is just going to go up. So it's not going to be cheap, but it's going to be a party one way or another. Again, it's do or die. You know, if we lose game five, it's going to be either do or die. So it's going to be an insane atmosphere. Or if we win game five, game six is going to be, it could be a series clinching one, which would be a lot of fun. I love this. Wally World says, can't wait to see Donovan Mitchell's fake tough guy act after this one. That dude after game three, when the reporter mentioned to him, like, oh, did you see that Paolo did the too small thing? And he pretended like he didn't when they did it right in his face. He was like, oh, really? That's interesting. That's literally what he said. It was it's an act. Donovan Mitchell's a little actor, and it was, you know, he did a good job. He deserves like an Emmy for that, a little daytime Emmy for a little soap opera action. But yeah, he knows what we're about. They were talking all in game one, game two, game three and four did not go their way. And so now they're a little salty that, you know, the Magic team are actually talking back. And so, yeah, they can deal with it. Actually, right now they're not dealing with it, which is great. All right, a couple more of these. Fat Drake as the nickname for Niang. I like that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let me know what other ones you got out there. A couple of those nicknames I cannot repeat on the show. But yeah, we got Donut Boy. That's interesting. Chubby Drake. Okay. The Biggest Loser. Oh my gosh. you guys are ruthless. Slow Ingles. That's interesting. Niang McFlopper. Okay. We got a couple of them. And Tariq says, Cleveland, this is for you. Love that. Good old LeBron thing. All right, guys. I want to give a couple final thoughts about this game, and then we're going to wrap it up. A nice, clean 30-minute show here again, because I got a nice, long drive home. We got all kinds of other content to give you today. So here's the deal, guys. Game 5, if you are in Central Florida, you need to be going out to Wall Street. We'll have a watch party there on Tuesday. If you're free and available, it's going to be insane. Again, obviously, the watch parties game 1 and 2 were fun. There was a lot of mystery around this team, especially game 2, you know, after game 1 was a disappointing finish to that game. But the city knows, Central Florida knows what this team is about now, what this team is capable of. And so if you're not doing anything else Tuesday night, maybe if you're not going to Cleveland, you should come to Wall Street, because that place is going to be unhinged. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, Tuesday night's going to be crazy. Okay. But again, like I said, you win that game, next Friday is going to be mental in Orlando. It's going to be crazy. And all the momentum right now is with the Magic. All of it. If you are Cleveland right now, you are scared. Maybe not scared. Maybe scared is a little too far, but you're concerned. Maybe that's what I'll put. You're concerned. Because again, it's not like you got the Magic's best shot and you just barely lost, right? We talked about that after game 3. It's not like the Magic played super well and like, oh, they just barely got us on their home court. We'll come back home and we'll take care of business. No, you got punked in Orlando. Just like Kevin Garnett warned everybody, by the way, earlier this season. He said, don't you think you're going to go down to Orlando and waltz in there and get a win? You're going to get rocked. And that's exactly what happened, especially in the second half of both of these games. I mean, Cleveland had no answers on either end of the court. And so if I'm Cleveland, I am highly concerned about this Magic team. And all, and I mean all of the pressure is on them to win on Tuesday, which I think favors the Magic a lot. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Again, there's 290 of you now. Please hit that like button on your way out. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. This has been a lot of fun. What a weekend in Orlando. A game 3 blowout. That was a lot of fun. Turnaround Saturday, game 4 blowout. What will Tuesday hold? Your guess is as good as mine. But you know, regardless, win or loss, we'll be here live after game 5. In Cleveland, it's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully. And then again, we turn our eyes to game 6. No matter what, there will be a game 6 in Orlando next Friday. I'll be there. I hope you're there too. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. But until then, of course, enjoy your weekend and let's go Magic.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.